The Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group Education Fund, or MASPIRG, has released a report titled A New Course. MASPIRG attorney Kirsty Petchy says colleges are leading forces in efforts to reduce driving.
Colleges are especially important here because they're on the cutting edge. A lot of the programs that they've instituted around bike sharing, car sharing, and public transportation are really leading the way to get folks out of their cars and using alternative modes of transportation.
Petchy says while the colleges themselves can offer transportation options for their staff and students, members of the millennial generation are really the ones driving the shift.
They want very different things from their transportation system than previous generations did. Study after study shows that young people are less likely to get their driver's licenses. They prefer to live in cities where they don't have to drive. And our analysis of Federal Highway Administration data shows that young people cut the number of miles they drive by a dramatic 23% between 2001 and 2009.
The report is the sixth in a series of studies conducted by MASPIRG digging into the national shift away from individual driving. The series takes a look at the causes of the trend, like access to up-to-date schedule and route information on handheld devices and the increasing availability of transit options such as car sharing and bike paths. Petchy adds today's young people are not as driven as their parents were to hop in a car whenever they need to go somewhere.
But I also think that there's a value judgment that's happening. And this is something that I don't know how you could prove it, but in talking to the young people that we work with in MASPIRG and students across the campuses, they're aware of global warming. They understand the footprint that they have. They understand their effect, and I think that they're making choices a little bit differently.
The report says colleges can improve their relationships with municipal neighbors by reducing the typical influx of traffic congestion when classes are in session. In Syracuse, the city and university have joined together to create the Connective Corridor. It's created cohesive bus service from downtown venues to the campus and an ever-expanding bike path noted for its neon green pavement. Colleges like the University at Albany and Skidmore have partnered with regional transit authorities to offer discounted fares for students. Phineas Baxendall, author of the study, says colleges and cities share similar challenges in being taken over by car traffic and losing valuable space to parking lots.
Yeah, there's some colleges that give away bikes to freshmen who say they're not going to bring a car to college. There's the University of Wisconsin, which has special bike valets for people who will bike to the football game so they don't have to have traffic jams at the football game.
Recognizing them as small cities in their own way, Petchy says college campuses can be blueprints for city transportation planners.
Municipalities can look at the programs that we've outlined here in the report and cherry pick what works for them, for their municipalities, for their town, their downtown, their commercial districts, and figure out how they can get as many cars as possible off the road and make their communities a nicer place to call home, a place that you want to walk and bike, a place that doesn't have as much pollution or traffic congestion. And a lot of the examples at universities have already, they've already done the work, so why not take those examples and run with them? Absolutely.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.